Okay, further. Davchav Gimel Amid Amid Aleph. Amar Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi. Kol Hashmonim Kulam Yafel Lener V'Shemen Zayis Min Amufcha. All oils are kosher Lener. V'Shemen Zayis Min Amufcha is the best. Amar. Now, is this referring to Ner Chanukah, or is this referring to Ner Shabbos, or referring to Ner Shabbos? Now, in the Beis Hamikdash, there's nothing to discuss because it says in the pasuk V'Yata Titzaveh Shemen Zayis Zach. But when it comes to Ner Chanukah, it's referring over here to Ner Chanukah as well. That you should use Ner Chanukah, Shemen Zayis. I would seek out sesame seed oil. Amar, why high mashach nohoire tfei? This produces a very beautiful light. Kevin the Shemelo Lachodra Bishub and Levi, Mahad, Yeshub and Levi, the best oil is Shemen Zayis, Mahadr, Amishcha, the Zaysan, olive oil. Amar, high tsolil nohoire tfei. Okay, they are tzvei dinim in oil. There's a din of moshech and solil. Moshech means it flows. It flows through the wick very well. Olive oil does not flow as well. There are better oils than olive oil. What's the advantage? The advantage is solil nohoire tzvei. It has clear. The light has a clarity. It produces a beautiful light. Okay, Vaita, Omar, Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi. When it comes to Chanukah, the ikur is not the flowing. The ikur is the tzolil, is the clarity. A person has to have clarity that Hashem rules the world. To get there, in order that the oil gets there, to bring that clarity, sometimes it doesn't flow so easy. There are nisyonos in life to come to the matzav, to see the tzolil. If you take a shortcut and have an oil that's moshech tvei, life goes easy, traffic flows, the economy is well oiled, everything is working and there's no tzaris, then there's a trade-off. The light of Hashem is not tzolil. When there is an impediment and the oil is not flowing so freely through the wick, which means life is not so easy. There are lots of problems. This coronavirus, COVID-19, then that's an impediment in life. But yet, if a person has the eyes of a Yerei Shamayim, Emuna, and he lives such a life, then it creates clarity. Tzolil, there's a Ribbono Shel Olam. Shema Yisrael, Hashem Elokeinu, Hashem Echad. You hear my pontification?
Beautiful.
Are you there, Shlomi?
I'm here, and I'm thinking how wrong it is.
My vart?
Are you going to tell me that everybody that didn't make it is because they're not...
I never said that. This is like one of these guys, the bloggers, the comment guy, cesspool. The cesspool, he writes, or he takes what I say out of context, and he goes and he puts words in my mouth that I never ever said. What are you talking about? What are you talking about? I'm not talking about the dead. I'm talking about the living.
You tell me the living are living because they're worthy.
Did I ever say that, Shimon? Is this guy making up things? He's mamish making up things.
Repeat it a little bit.
All right. We ask Govaita. This is not a shir on ethics, Musa, Pirkei Avos. This is a shir on the daf. Vaita. I'm Shimon Levi.
Shlomo, I think he was saying that when the clarity is there, then it's obvious to see it. When it's not, you got to be more of a Yerei Shamayim to understand that it's happening from the Ribbono Shel Olam. I don't think he was commenting on, that the people weren't clear or they weren't good.
Let's go weiter.
I just noticed that every one of the people that they point is with a long beard.
Weiter the Gemara.
Look, everyone in yeshiva world, why do they put only people with beards?
I don't read yeshiva. My wife said it looks like my yeses. It doesn't.
It's almost like I better cut off my beard because my beard could lead me to something bad. So maybe tomorrow when you see me, I'll shave my beard off.
The Omar Rabbi Yoshua ben Levi Kol Hashmonim Yofen Levi. All oils are very good for ink. The best oil ingredient they add into ink is Shemen Zayis. What?
I wonder if they're the same reason.
Tzolil, I don't know. Legabel o la'ashen. The Gemara said, what? There are two different uses you put oil into ink. Either legabel, it's an ingredient that you mix into the oil, into an ingredient that you mix. Oil la'ashen. La'ashen means what they would do to make ink in ancient times is they would light candles, and they would take glass, and they would cover the candles, the oil with glass, and it would create soot. And they would scrape the soot and use the soot as an ingredient for the ink. So the question is, do you take the actual oil and you use it as an ingredient for the dyoi? Or no, you don't take the actual oil. The oil you use to light a candle and you create soot. And the soot you use to make the ner. Toshma. The Tani Rav Shmuel Bar Zudra Kol Hashemanim Yofel Ladiyoy V'Shem Ben Zaysman Amukvar Bein Legabel Bein La'ashin. It's Beferish Shabrayis Memra both. Next, Rav Shmuel Bar Zudra Mas Nichachi Kol Hashanim Kol Ho Hashanim. No, he says Pufakert. Only when it comes to the smoke, you do not use oil as an ingredient. Kol Ho Hashanim Yofel Ladiyoy V'Shem Ben Zaysman Amukvar Amar Afuna Kol Hasurafim. Another halacha, incidental halacha that's not related to what we just said before. Surafim is sap, sraf. Sarof, yafim ledioy, sraf, kitaf, yafim ikulon, the sraf that comes from kitaf. Kitaf is a certain type of, I don't know what this is. What is kitaf? What does it say in the art school? What's kitaf? It's yafim.
Blackthorn gum.
It's the best. Vaita, oh, marav chibarashi, amrav amalik, shner shalchanika, tzach levarich, yav mega bracha. Rav Yirmiyahu Amar Haroye Ner Shel Chanukah Tzarech Levarich. What is the halacha? You make a bracha. You make a bracha on the hadlaka, or you make a bracha on the re'iyah. Machlekes. I'm Rav Yehuda. Yom Rishon Haroye Barach Beis. On the first day, you make two blessings. What are the two blessings? You make Asher Kedushan B'Mitzvos L'Halik Ner Shel Chanukah, and the bracha of Sha'as. It's not saying the way Moshe. Barach Beis. Umalik. Mevarich. Umadlik. But the one that makes the actual bracha, he makes three blessings. What does he add? He adds Shachianu. Umadlik Baruch Gimel. Mikan. Rabbi Yehuda. Yom Rishon Nachmal. Rabbi Yehuda. Yom Rishon Haroye Baruch Beis. The one who sees, he makes two blessings. What are the two blessings? I'm sorry, Shachianu and Lahadlik and Sha'asa Nisim Lavosenu Bayomim Mohim Razman Azeh. Sha'asa
Nisim Lavosenu.
Sha'asa Nisim. Hamadlik. And the one, Umadlik, the one that actually kindles, he makes the bracha. Lahadlik Ner Shel Chanukah. The one that kindles, he makes two blessings. Lahalik ner shel Chanukah and she'asa nisim. V'roye b'varich achas. Mai memaid, maid zman. You memaid shechianu. You only make a shechianu once. You don't make a shechianu every single day. Frek the Gemara v'nimaid nes. Let's memaid the bracha of nes. She only made the she'asa nisim lavoiseinu. The nes was one shot nace. The oil lasted for 8 days. That's one
really,
nace.
She really make a shot of nisim day 2 to 8, not 1.
What?
Technically, she makes a shot of nisim day 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, and not 1.
I don't understand what you said. What did you say?
He's saying the first day he wasn't an ass, so you shouldn't make shots on Nisim.
Oh, that's the age-old question, the Beis Yosef's question, Ner Lemea. There are more than 100 answers to that question. There are even 500 answers. The truth is, there are only 3 answers to the question, and the 100 answers are just spin-offs. They're spin-offs. They are mental gymnastics. Mental gymnastics, how you can go and you can beat what's it called? Whatever it means. Vaita. So that's enough for now. Vinamai Nes, the Gemara's Nes called Yoime Isa, the miracle is everything. The worst thing the miracle is the Chanukah. It's not so. It's not a one-shot miracle. Okay? Every single day was a new dimension to the miracle. It's a very important you saw it. Every single day. In other words, Chanukah to a certain degree is greater than Pesach. Because Pesach, we don't say the full Hallel. Pesach, we don't say Hallel Sholem on day two through seven. Why not? Why not? Because it's only a one-day holiday. The Gemara is a kasha. Why don't we at least say Hallel on Shvi'i Shel Pesach? That's an exception because Masa Yodai Tovu Bayam. But the Gemara is a kasha. Why don't we say Hallel on day 2, day 3, day 4, day 5, day 6? Day 7 we really also should, no matter what. But because of a special reason, we don't. But why not? No, there was no miracle. That's not called a miracle. Chanukah, the Gemara says, every single day was a miracle. So if I ask you which is the greater holiday, Chanukah or Pesach, Chanukah. Because Chanukah, the Gemara says explicitly, every single day of Chanukah was a new miracle. Whereas Pesach, it was a one-day miracle, which we get a week off from work. We have a week to celebrate for 7 days. An incredible chiddush.
Nobody needs time off from work anymore.
No one has work. Vayter, my mivarech. What bracha do you make? Mivarech asher kedushar b'mitzvot v'sivon l'halagner shel Chanukah. Notice again, the Gemara here says shel. V'heichon tzivon, famous Chazal. This is my favorite daf in the Gan Shas. This is the most important daf in the whole Shas. Everything in life depends upon this daf. Where did Hashem command us? Asher kiddushanu b'mitzvah v'tzivanu, quote me chapter and verse. The Gemara says, where did Kiddushanu, so v'echon tzivanu, Rav Avia Omar, miloy sosur, do not deviate. Mikol asher yom l'cho yomim l'smol. Read the entire pasuk on the side. Al pi ha-toyroh asher yoyrucho. V'yala mishpat asher yom l'cho ta'aseh loy sosur min ador asher yagidu l'cho yomim l'smol. Do not turn away from the rabbis. Say right or left. Rav Nechemia Omar, Sha'al avicha v'yageitcha, Zikeinecha v'yomru lach. Why do we need two psukim, Shimon? Shimon, why do we need two psukim? Why is one pasuk enough? The answer is one pasuk is the positive, mitzaseh, one is the leisaseh. There are things which the Rabbanan tell us to do, and the things they tell us not to do. So leisasur is do not deviate. Don't not do what you're supposed to do. And the other part is because you shall seek out what to do. One has a connotation of the positive, what is the negative? I think Rav Amram, Hadmai. Demai is a suffix if the Am Ha'aretz was Mafris, Trumois, Umaisrois. Ma'orvin boy, you're allowed to use it without making Eruv Chatzeros, Umishtatim boy, Umishtavos, Umavachin Olav. And you make it when you make the eruv chatzeros and the shduv mavoyis, you make a bracha. Asher kedushanu b'mitzvos v'mitzvanu al ha'eruv u'mizamnin alav, and you can be part of a zimun. You can be participating. Three people eat bread from a demai. You can make birchas amazon u'mafrish noisoy arum, and you can be mafrish when you're not dressed. U'ben hashmashos. Now what do you mean arum? You need to make a bracha. You need to make a bracha. How can you separate it when you're not dressed? Rashi says, "Umezalim bechol mazim afshin olav adam shehu arum koloimar deloy tzarich levruche alei behafreshasa." The way Chazal—it's a very bizarre Gemara. The way Chazal are telling you that you do not need to make a bracha is they're telling you that you can be mafresh trumas semayishos when you're not dressed, and if you're not dressed, you cannot make a bracha. So why didn't Chazal just say you don't need to make a bracha? You know what the answer is? There's no such thing in the world as Chazal telling you not to make a bracha. Chazal's words are refined. Just like Chazal said, you should be very careful how you talk. So Chazal want to tell you that when you mafresh, trumas and maestros from demai, you don't make a bracha. Chazal could not bring themselves to say those words. Don't make a bracha. How could you say such words? How could those words leave the mouth of a holy person? Everything in this world is a blessing. But the halach is you don't make a bracha. So the way they cleverly express the idea that you don't make a bracha is by saying you can be mafresh arum when you're not dressed. Hear the vart?
What does that really connotate?
What are you listening or not listening to? What's going on over here?
I was listening. What's the big deal? What is it? I'm trying to read it. I don't understand what they're saying.
A person, demai, there's a suffix if the Amo Aret was mafish, Trumas, Maisa.
Trumi
was mafish. Tuma, he was mafish. The Shalif, he was mafish, Maisa. So now you purchased this demai from him. Are you allowed
to make a shtuf in the voice with it?
Correct. That's number one. And you're allowed to make an Erev Chatzeres. What's the Chiddush? Why are you allowed to make an Erev Chatzeres? Why not? Because you're not allowed to eat it.
It's as if it was taken off.
What would be so bad if you did not take off Trumas HaMaaser? What would be the problem if you did not take off Trumas HaMaaser? What would be so terrible? The problem would be that if you did not take off Trumas HaMaaser, if you cannot eat it, it cannot be a Eruv Techumen. The whole lumnus of Eruv Techumen is that the Adam is koine shvisa where his food is, but the food must be edible. If the food is not edible, then you're not koine shvisa. You are where your food is. If there's food on the table, you're thinking about food. But if the food is not edible, then you're not thinking about the food. It cannot possibly be a valid Eruv, either Eruv Echatzeris or Shetufim Mavois. So, Tchumen.
The fact that it's Mishtatfin
indicates that it's really good. And B'diyavet, it's really good. B'diyavet, we have a right to assume that the Ani, that the Amaritz was Mafresh Meiser. So therefore, it's going to be good B'diyavet. Likewise, if you...
What's the end?
The last thing is, but when L'chatchila, you are required to be Mafresh Meiser Misafik. Maybe the Amoritz indeed was not Mafresh Meiser, so therefore Misafik, you have an obligation to do so. It might be the second time. Being that it's only a Safik, it's not a Vadai, you do not make a blessing. Because the blessing may then be a Bracha Levatola. Now Chazal did not want to say those words. You do not make a blessing. Chazal could not bring themselves to say make such a statement. Such a statement lacks a refined, spiritual, delicate soul. A delicate soul cannot say those words. I'm not making a bracha. So the way Chazal cleverly brought out the point that a bracha is not made without saying those harsh words is they said that you can be mafresh trumas meiser when you're in a state of undress. And then we can automatically understand what they're trying to tell us. If a person is not dressed, then we understand you can't make a bracha. So they got the point out to us without the necessity of saying words that are not refined for a holy neshama. Got it?
Yeah.
Shlomi, you hear that?
Yes.
It's a good pshat. It was kedai to come tonight just to learn that. No.
I guess not.
I guess you don't feel so strongly about it.
I guess it'll have to be.
What, it'll have to be? I find it so funny that I'm looking over at you and your bed. You're on the left, your bed's on the right. It's like...
How should it be?
It's like you can't wait
You
can't wait.
I'm probably just thinking 10 minutes after you'll be in the bed asleep.
Next week, we'll broadcast from the bed.
Weiter in the Gemara, also Ben Ashmashais. Why are you allowed to be mad? Normally, you're not allowed to be mad for Ben Ashmashais because it's a tikkun mone. You're not allowed to be mad for Shmaisa Ben Ashmashais. But since there's only a suffix, it's not really called a real tikkun. Weiter. Now, the Amarta, now if you're going to say, we call Rabban Boy Bracha, Frech the Gemara, if you hold it, every midrash rabbanu requires a bracha because Asher kiddushanu b'mitzvayis v'tzivanu b'leisasur. We call it shalom yichav yagedcha zikenecha v'yamrulach. V'iamarta kol rabbanu by bracha hacha kiko arum hechim mevarich. How hacha kiko arum hechim mevarich. Now the Gemara, we already told you the Gemara's maskana. I told you the Gemara's maskana. The Gemara is asking us, "Taka, don't make the bracha." But why over here? The Gemara in Lachamim is telling you can be mafresh on your arum. What do you mean if you're going to make? If you're going to separate, you're going to make a bracha. How can you make a bracha on your arum? Rabbi, the Vachoyah Machanecha Kadosh V'Leka. Amar Abaya. But exactly the point. Don't you get it? That's exactly the point. The fact that it says arum is to indicate that you Taka do not make a bracha. Amar Abaya Vaday did the Vreyem Boy Bracha. When you have a din Vaday, a certainty you need a bracha. But a Sofek did the Vrehem, Loi Boy Bracha. Exactly the point, since over here it's only a Sofek, you don't need a Bracha. What about Yom Tiv Sheni? is only a safek, sfeik of the yoima, and we make all of the blessings, all nothing is left out. The Gemara says, Hasam kihechi lizalzulei ba. The reason why we make the blessing is not to be mezalzel in the kedusha sayoim. That's going to be an exception to the rule. Rav Amar, Roiv Ame Aretz Ma'astrin. Hey, no, we have another answer. The reason why you don't make a bracha, it's not so. In other words, I'll tell you as follows. On a safek, you do make a bracha. And that's why Sveik of the Yoima, on the second day Yom Tov, it's a safek. It's not because of zilzul. The reason why we make a bracha on the second day Yom Tov is because it's a swift, it's a safek. And a safek is sufficient. Ebazay, so why then, when it comes to Meiser on Demai, do we not make a bracha? It's a safek. If you are of the opinion that a safek can make a bracha, we should make a bracha. And for the Gemara, it's not a safek, it's a vadai. It's a vadai. Roiv Ame Ha'aretz Ar Ma'aser. So it's a miut, and a miut we do not make a bracha. And according to this answer, you don't come on over here to the site of Zilzul. If you have a home, you have two entrances, two courtyards, you need two neiros. No one should accuse you. If you notice the story of Chanukah, Chazal was super, super sensitive to Maris Ayin like nowhere else. There is no Miktsaya. B'chol HaTarakulu, we find Chazal going overboard in regard to the sugi of Maris Ayin. Nowhere else, only by Chanukah. And remind after, oh, here's an exilia of two different entrances. You must put an Chanukah on each one because no one should suspect you coming one Sunday, not in the Chanukah. Two different sides. But one side, if you have two entrances on the same side of the street, you do not need to put two different neiros by both entrances. My time. If why would you think that you should put up two neiros? Because they're going to suspect that you didn't put up. My timer. Fine. Loit sarach, period. My timer. What's the reason why the Gemara is now going, when the Gemara says now my timer, it's going back on when you have two ruchas. Okay, two ruchas. If there are two ruchas, what is the halacha? You have to put two neiros. Ilem shem chashada, chashada the man. Ilem chashad the alma of the veld, afil b'ruchach snami nami b'l'boy. If the time is because of chashad of the world does not know all the details. The same way you are required to put two neiros when you have two openings on two different sides of the road, two different roads, likewise, you should be required to put two neiros when you have two entrances on the same side of the road. You got that? Are you with me over here? Are you guys with me over here? Or I lost you? If you're not gavis because you're not listening, you're not paying attention. Wake up. Hello?
I'm ready.
You out of it?
I'm ready to go to sleep.
Shim, what about you?
I got hours of work yet to do.
Fine, let's end over here.
What? What an insult. What an insult to my life.
Sure. I gotta go to my parents' house. They said they had a fire. I gotta go find out what's going on.
Alright.
I don't know. They moved in last week. They said something went. They need a fire extinguisher. The oven went on fire.
Wait a second. Are your parents living in that house?
Yeah, they moved in.
Do you have for them fire extinguishers?
We had a fire extinguisher. I don't know where it is.
You better have on every floor a good fire extinguisher.
Absolutely true. You're right.
An ABC. Go order at Amazon right now. Right now. Every floor. An ABC fire extinguisher. A is water. It's a joke. You can't have a water fire extinguisher for electrical fire. You need to have it.
ABC is chemical.
Chemicals, like, everything.
What do you mean? It's a specific fire extinguisher that does ABC?
Yes, it's industry standard. You have to have a fire. Go on Amazon and go look at the labels of the fire extinguishers.
Oh.
You have to have a fire.
I need a link for the right fire extinguisher.
What?
Oh, yeah.
I'm gonna go check it out, Ephraim. All right. What's going on? I'll see you.
Shlomo, do you have in your house a fire extinguisher? Buy right now.
He's got an extinguished parents.
I know someone I know. He's an Iranian. Tell me how he knows. He himself is I think he's 83 years old. He's locked up at home. He told me he has a friend. I guess they're his age, maybe older. Husband and wife. They both died together from corona.
How romantic.
What?
How romantic.
From corona. What a way to go.
Were they overdosed on beer?
For every person you see on the internet, on Yeshiva World News, the obituaries, there's another 20 for each person that they don't tell you about.
Yeah, I mean, they only pick the guys with long beards. You got to be with a man with a long beard to get into the...
Who wants to be there? Who needs this garbage? Whose business it is to make everyone depressed?
Takes away the privacy. People are not interested in having their names spread. It's embarrassing. Who needs to know that it should be blasted that so-and-so died?
When they shut down all the shuls and they shut down all the public institutions, the first thing they should have done is to shut down all these websites.
They should have shut down the whole media.
They should have.
And nobody hears anything.
That's right. That's what they should have.
On Groundhog's Day.
That's what they should have done. Shut down the media.
You don't see that the animals are emboldened? I have squirrels that are jumping on my window already. They're not afraid at all. They're just jumping on my window. I never had it before. They're not afraid. They're looking at me and they're going. They're laughing.
They must be freaked out. The animals are freaked out.
No one's chasing them.
There's no one in the streets. They probably don't know what's going on.
You ever see the squirrels?
Yisrael Lehman, he exported, Yisrael Lehman, he exported hundreds of squirrels to Central Park.
What a tzaddik. I think they're all back. Well, how does he catch them?
He has traps. He puts out traps all over the place. He caught everything for every 100. Every time he picks them up, puts it in his trunk. And whenever he goes to Manhattan, he starts off by Central Park, he opens it up, and lets them free.
Does he notice that there's less squirrels?
There are a lot less squirrels. Where he does this, it's also your part of the neighborhood. It's where you are also. You're not far from him.
Right. I have a lot of squirrels in my backyard.
So you need some traps. And you need to be able to take them to Central Park, get rid of them. So how's your cousin doing today?
I don't know at all. I didn't hear. The thing is, it takes such a long time to heal, it seems.
He
it's
said,
not like you get better. I mean, when they're weaning him off the ventilator, I didn't hear yet that he's weaned off. It's already a week.
The longer you're on it, it's bad news. He said today, Cuomo said today, anyone that gets on a ventilator, he has only a 20% chance to live.
I don't think that's true. I think the numbers are higher because ICU equals ventilator, right?
Right.
The deaths don't exceed the ICUs. You're saying, what percentage of ICU should be deaths?
He said these are the statistics that he has in front of him. They have all the statistics.
All right. All I know, why do you think New York and New Jersey are so bad and everywhere else in the country it's not so bad?
Condensation. There is a...
We're so more condensed than Detroit or Chicago?
Sure are. We sure are. You go on the subway, you're dead. You go on a bus, you go on the subway, you walk in the street... You walk into a store.
They all have subways and buses. Detroit, Chicago.
Not like this. You go in Boston, it's nothing like this.
Look what happened to LA, California. It's like there's nothing anymore.
They're so spread out. They're so spread out.
So why aren't New Yorkers quietly getting up and going somewhere else because of Pesach. I'm saying a frum Jew should get up. You don't go into a minyan anyway. So you don't care if you have to go to a Jewish neighborhood. You can go anywhere. Just hide out somewhere.
It's expensive. You have children. You can't just run away so easily.
I don't have children that I have to worry about.
So go.
Where am I going to go? Where am I going to go Erev Pesach? Noch Pesach. I should pick myself up and go somewhere. The problem is I don't know if I can take my computer so easily.
You see you can't go so easily. You can't go so easily.
No, but I really could. Really should be able to. I mean, work could be done from anywhere. Move to Iowa.
All right,
Ephraim.
Hi, my name is Yossi Meirchik.
What?
I've been in the hospital for about 10 days now, and a few days after I got here, things were getting worse and worse. They took an x-ray of my lungs. They said things were getting really bad. Obviously, I was really nervous. A friend of mine, Shalom Simon, sends me a text. He says, "Do you mind if I buy an ice for you and your family in the Sefer Torah?" I said, "Absolutely, please do." And literally 20 minutes later, the doctor came in and told me that my numbers started to go down and things started to turn around. Baruch Hashem, it's almost a week later, and everything has been just getting better and better since then. I was supposed to go home today. But they told me I need another few days here. But everything's doing really well, and it's just the power of the ice.
Tracks near the USNS Mercy on purpose.
Yeah, KKL 9, Stu Mundell is live overhead in Sky 9. Stu, what's going on here?
Juan, Sharon, this is all happened. This is all happening out here in the port of Los Angeles. There's the Mercy right there. Yesterday, this came out as a train derailment. It came out as an accident. Today, we're learning something a lot more nefarious going on out here. There's that locomotive basically ran off the end of the tracks, almost making it over towards the Mercy.
Oh my
very, very close indeed. Now, a California Highway Patrol officer actually witnessed the accident and saw the locomotive engineer running from the scene. He was taken into custody yesterday, but today, he started talking about how he was trying to make his way to the Mercy.
What are you doing?
Playing games.
Time to leave. I'm leaving. How do you leave this thing? How do you leave this thing?
Your favorite song.
Leave meeting. Bye.
want you guys to spread this video like wildfire. Let's save lives. I just spoke with a friend who got called into an emergency meeting at the hospital over at Kaiser, and he said the virus is spreading quickly from gas pumps, right? Makes complete sense, right? You need to fill up your car, you forget, and next person touches it, and this stuff sits on that surface for days, can survive for days. He said to wear gloves or have a paper towel, touch the pump, and throw the napkin or gloves out before you get back into the car. And the same, my friends, applies to shopping carts. These are the two number one methods of spreading the corona.
Oy lanu, oy kach alav bo.